will seem to know what they never have learned. Your daughters and sons will see what's to come before the Messiah's return. Wonders and signs, plans and designs will pay out their final day. Rumors and war will threaten no more. The waiting bride is caught away.
Here comes the morning. Night has turned to day. The clouds have rolled away. Eternal dawn.
Thank you very much. At this time, we'd like to ask our children to come forward for our children's moment.
Thank you.
How are you all doing this morning? Y'all doing good? Do y'all know what today is? No, it's the fifth Sunday of Easter. Yeah, it's Mother's Day. So Joel brought the bag today, and I helped Joel out a little with this one. So I'm going to confess that right off the bat. Does anyone know what this is? It's a rose. Why in the world would we have a rose on Mother's Day? Because girls love roses. Yes, they do love roses. And that is, remember that forever and for always. Yes. And we've got some roses that we are going to hand out to the ladies here at the church. Do y'all want to help us do that?
Yes.
All right. We got a box here, and Miss Vicky is going to hand those to you. So how are we going to do this? All right. That sounds like it'll work. So we'll see what happens. All right, so you guys grab a rose and take them to the different ladies here in the church, okay? Here you go, bud. You want to take that to Mommy and come back and get it?
I'm going to get out of the way.
Yeah. Take one to every lady in the church. Here you go. You go hand those out to the different ladies that don't have one yet, okay? All right, there you go. You go hand those out. All right. Got them. All right. Oh. Well, I'm grabbing them upside down. All right. There you go. You go hand those out. All right. You want to, where'd he go? Yeah, go find the boy. Is there anybody we missed? Why is everyone talking? This has gone crazy. It's chaos. All right. Is that all of them, Miss Vicky? Are we good? All right, you guys, you can go to Children's Church. Best Mother's Day present ever. Best thing ever. All right, wonderful. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. 1 Peter 2, verses 2 through 10. Hear now the word of our Lord. Instead, like a newborn baby, desire the pure milk of the word. Nourished by it, you will grow into salvation, since you have tasted that the Lord is good. Now you are coming to him as to a living stone. Even though this stone was rejected by humans, from God's perspective, it was chosen, valuable. You yourselves are being built like living stones into a spiritual temple. You are being made into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Thus it is written in the scripture, "Look, I'm laying a cornerstone in Zion, chosen, valuable. The person who believes in him will never be shamed." So God honors you who believe. For those who refuse to believe, though, the stone the builders tossed aside has become the capstone. This is a stone that makes people stumble and a rock that makes them fall. Because they refuse to believe in the word, they stumble. Indeed, this is the end to which they were appointed. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people who are God's own possession. You have become this people so that you may speak of the wonderful acts of the one who called you out of darkness into his amazing light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you hadn't received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious Lord, we thank you again for this day, for your love and for your grace, for your mercies which are new each day, for your mercies which bring us from darkness to light. We thank you for all that you have done and continue to do in our midst, and we ask your special blessing on those who share with us today. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. At my home church, growing up in Louisville, every Mother's Day and Father's Day, it was the tradition and the custom to have three mothers come and to share what it meant to be a mom, kind of how they grew closer to God or learned more of who God was because of being a mom, or how they learned or saw God in very special ways. And so today we want to do that. We've got three ladies that said yes. And before I forget, just in case, We've got our tissues. We're good to go. But this morning, I would be remiss if I did not emphasize and remind us today that mothers come in various forms. You do not have to give birth to be a mom. There are countless of us in here, undoubtedly, who could think of women who have come alongside us in various ways and at various times and done that which a mother can do, and only a mother can do. And so we want to just recognize all of you women today and thank you for at times being the mother we needed at the time that we needed it. And so with that being said, I'll ask Catherine Cole if she'll come and share with us.
Good morning. Yep, I'm going to go ahead and get one of these. I was asked to do this a couple weeks ago, and reluctantly I've said no every time because I didn't want to cry. And I thought about it, and I figured that wasn't really a good enough reason not to do it, so I just wanted to start. This time last year I was pregnant, and I was sitting in that pew, and I was thinking about what it would be like to have my first Mother's Day. And today I get to experience that. On July 29th, 2016, at 11 a.m., Innocent Jane was brought into this world. And she has forever changed my life. Gavin and I are now parents. It sounded so weird, and it still does. In the previous months, we had talked long about what that might feel like. But nothing prepared me for the flood of emotions that being a mom has brought to me. Every time I looked at her, I stared in amazement, for God had created her. Having a child is truly a miracle. I thought long and hard about how I was chosen to be on this path and where this journey would take me. Is she going to be talkative? Is she going to be shy? Will she like math? Will she like reading? All these silly questions filled my head, and it stopped because I realized it wouldn't matter. I'd love her just the same, just as God unconditionally loves us. Parents on earth are here to teach our children God's love and show others how to love. Parenting is something so small has had me praying more than ever. I pray that she's growing. I pray that she's not sick, learning and developing correctly, and most often, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Little questions daily have become an ongoing conversation with God. Although I'm still waiting on some answers, I have peace and assurance that comes from Him that He brings me comfort. Just like any relationships we have, the more we nurture them, the more it grows. My relationship with God has been watered more regularly and has been allowed to grow. The more this relationship is able to grow, the more I'm able to rely on Him fully. Although my journey as a parent is just now beginning, I'm ready for the challenge, and I know that wherever it takes me in the future, the foundation that I have in God is strong. I know that God never gives us more than we can handle. Although once Aniston begins to talk, I might think otherwise. I know deep down that He has removed small obstacles that will be building blocks for future reliance on Him. Not a day goes by that I'm not thankful that God has chosen me and blessed me to be a mom. I didn't automatically see it that way. I was immediately excited. However, I wanted to downplay my excitement. I didn't want people to think that I was boasting or wanted to draw attention. I didn't want people to think that me being a mom was anything special. But 9 months later, it took me to understand that He was changing me for the better. Having children isn't something that happens to everyone every day. I was taking it too lightly. Children truly are gifts of God, and I know that He has plans for each of them. If I was chosen to be a caretaker of one of these precious gifts, I must take it more seriously and be reliant on Him. Most of us have heard the silly stories about being a mother has you running all over, being crazy, not eating, not sleeping, no time for yourself, and so on. When having it all listed out like that, nobody would want to do this. But since becoming a mother, those small things don't seem so much. When you have been allowed to watch your child grow and learn, experiencing new things daily with her makes those other factors seem less insignificant. Knowing that God has chosen me to take care of her needs gives me a greater purpose in life. To my mother, grandmothers, aunt, cousins, friends, I applaud you on taking on God's greatest task of being a mother. God is pushing you and continues to work through your life through them. I thank you all for who have been examples of in my life of faithful servants and willing workers for Christ. Seeing these examples has shaped me into the person that I am today and the person that I want to better myself to be for my daughter. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. We appreciate that. Hannah Mansfield has also agreed to come and to share. And so as Hannah comes forward, we, again, thank you for sharing with us about this thing called motherhood.
Whenever Matt asked me to speak, the first thing that ran through my mind was, are you going to make me cry? The second thing was, it's Mother's Day, and there will be an enormous crowd here. And my assumption was correct. And lastly, what have I done? I have been very fortunate to have a godly mother and mother-in-law, which makes it a lot easier for me being a mom. Whenever you start a family, there are not enough books, tips, charts to actually prepare you for the spiritual journey you are about to embark on. My advice is read your Bible, dig a little deeper, and pray. My whole life I have heard about God's love for us. It was not until I had children that I understood that love. It was amazing, exhilarating, indescribable love. Hey, Mom, why do stars twinkle? Are they really shaped like diamonds? I love you, Mom. We start our children off with Sunday school, church, VBS, teen kids, church camp. We have such great expectations to have them connect with God spiritually and emotionally. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Proverbs 22:6. Like I said, you read more, pray a lot, and dig a little deeper in His Word to guide and direct. Life comes at you with curves and detours. You never know what's around the corner. I cannot imagine going through life without God's presence in it. Not long ago, we were watching the news. A story came on about an older man who had been shot in the face. Mom, why was he shot? I love old people. Why did that have to happen? Some questions are harder. Read your Bible, dig deeper, and pray. He will wipe every fear from their eyes, and there will be no more pain, death, sorrow, or crying. All of these things are gone forever. Revelation 21:4. The joys, frustrations, and heartaches can be overwhelming at some times, but having faith in God and believing in His unconditional love helps you get through the trials and tribulations you encounter in life. Mom, can you help me fix my hair? Can you throw the ball with me? Can you pack my lunch? Mom, why do they not like me? I love you to the moon and back, Mom. Passing that faith along to your children is probably one of the greatest gifts you can ever give them. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and hope. Jeremiah 29:11. I have one last thing I want to share with you. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law were bringing Aaron home one evening. He was pretty young. It was just after we had moved to the country, and they got a little turned around, and he was in the back seat, and he kept on repeating, "Look for the cross." They didn't really understand what he was talking about, but he did arrive at home safely. Several days later, I was driving to work, and there was a barn, and on the side of it was a huge white cross. That's always really stuck with me. Follow the cross, and you will find your way home. Out of the mouth of babes.
Thank you. There we go. Thank you, Hannah. Appreciate that. Last but certainly not least, Brenda Douglas is going to come and share with us as well this morning.
Last, and they've said everything, and our little talks go together. I guess a mom is a mom is a mom. They go together really well. Matt asked us to share with you about how being a mother has brought us closer to God. We heard from Catherine, who's just beginning motherhood with her little precious baby. We've heard from Hannah, who's in the throes of motherhood right now with three children of different ages. And then there's me. I've been there, done that, and I'm coming out smiling. However, my blessings of being a mother and motherhood are not completely over, as I've been blessed additionally by being called not mother, but Mimi, to three awesome grandchildren. Now, Matt said we had 5 minutes. Well, wait a minute. I've been at this a lot longer than the other two have. So give me a couple more.
Settle in, y'all.
I have known all of my life since I was a baby that God has been taking care of me. And he has. But you know, about this time in 1972, Art and I found out we were expecting a baby. And, you know, all of a sudden, God just wasn't important anymore. It was all about me. I was going to be a mother. Woohoo, this is great. I was going to be a mother. Art was going to be a daddy. God, he was there. I knew he was there. But did I give him the credit? No, no. I can't say I did. And I'm hoping some of you other new mothers or mothers that have had children know what I'm talking about. It's all about you. Catherine said she downplayed hers. I think I was just the opposite, if I remember. This was going to be all about me. And then in the hospital, when they brought this beautiful baby boy to me, Brant, you'd think, oh, this is God. No, it was still all about me. How was I going to take care of this little tiny thing? Depending totally on me, what was I going to do? How was I going to do this? I just wanted to rest. I wanted some sleep. I wanted to take care of me. And I sure didn't know how to take care of a little one. Well, God has a way. 3 weeks later, because of a medical condition, my little baby boy was taken out of my arms into the hospital to be x-rayed. I could hear him screaming all the way back. I had no place else to turn but to God. And I did. God had punched me right in the stomach, and I was reeling from it. What was I going to do? I prayed. I prayed for that little baby boy. He's 44 years old now, and he lives in Brentwood, Tennessee, and has a 19-month-old son of his own and a wonderful family. And years went by. God was taking care of us, all three of us. And I knew it, and I gave him the credit. I prayed often. I prayed for my family. Decided I wanted another child. I wanted to have another two children, four of us, complete family. I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed for another child. I was trying not to be selfish this time, and I was trying to trust God completely. Finally, 1979 came. On May 14th, 38 years ago, today, they placed a beautiful baby girl in my arms. This time, I thanked God. I praised God. He had entrusted me not only to care for a little boy, but also now to care for a little girl. And I was grateful. God was good. And I prayed to God to take care of all of us, all four of us. And guess what? He did, and he continues to do so. And my little baby girl is now married. She lives in Owensboro, has two wonderful children, Ellie, who's 9, and John, who's 7. Almost 7. Over the years, and I have prayed many mom prayers. Catherine, you won't be able to count how many mom prayers, and Anna's still praying them. I could get that from her tongue. A lot of good things, and a lot of things. You pray to God, just let us get through this, and you will. And I'm praying even more now because I don't see them every day. My two children, Brent and Mindy, have families of their own that they have to take care of. So I pray that God will give them the discernment and the judgment that they need as parents to bring up their wonderful children. Well, God wasn't through with me yet. I have felt the love of God strongly at least 3 more times in my life. Now, the only people out there that can understand now what I'm talking about are grandparents. Until you are one, you just don't know. When I held that little blue-eyed baby girl in my arms, Ellie, a miracle that would grow up to call me Mimi, well, there was God. Right in my arms. I knew it beyond a shadow of a doubt. 2 years later, I looked down into the brown-eyed boy of a little boy, John. There was God again, right in my arms. 5 years went by, and again I got to hold God in my arms as a second little boy, James, was looking at me with blue eyes. Even now, God continues to lead me as a mom, love me as a person, and help me in all my roles I have left of being mom and grandmother. I continuously pray, and I mean continuously pray for all members of my family. I love them so very much. And as Catherine and Hannah both said, God knows what this love is like, what a mother's love is like. He loves each one of us because we're his children. And he loves us with a love even greater than a mother can love her children. And folks, that's a lot of love. Happy Mother's Day to all of you all. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and all of the teachers and people that have guided us, all of us, into God's love. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Growing up in church, I always loved hearing the different mothers share, and today was no different. And we want to thank you all for sharing with us today, helping us to get a glimpse of God as we don't necessarily tend to see God. We tend to refer to God as Father and talk about Him in the masculine pronouns, but how great God is as Mother. As one who comes alongside us, who has brought us to where we are today. And I hope and trust that we continue to recognize God's grace in our life. I want to thank you all just for emphasizing prayer, how vital that is, and reading Scripture and being reminded and drawing our strength from the one who gives us that strength. Our hymn of invitation this morning is Only Trust Him. How appropriate. Again, given what we've heard this morning. As we sing together this morning, may we be reminded of God's great love for us. May we be reminded of all that He has done and continues to do in our midst. If anything that has been said or sung today has touched your heart and you wish to come and to pray, you are invited to do so. Let us stand together as we sing. We prepare to go from this place. May we be reminded of God's great love for us. May we continue to celebrate our mothers. May we continue to remember those who have gone on before us. May we continue.